to another edition of the Student Fire Podcast, live from the Speak Fire Studio. My name is Bobby Berg. I'm a motivational speaker for schools, and I am here to help you live your best life today. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another edition of the Student Fire Podcast, live from the Speak Fire Studio. I'm your host, Bobby Berg, and I'm just happy you're here. Thank you all for rocking with me. I appreciate your patience. I appreciate the support. I appreciate the constructive criticism. It's really awesome hearing from someone that's been a long-time listener and having them say, hey, I love what you're doing, but I think this option right here might help tremendously. It's something I really enjoy hearing. I love the feedback. Thank you again for that. This episode's going to be really short. I had one of my students get a hold of me. Not current students. They used to be one of my... I was working with them, I think, 2 years ago. And they're just having a hard time in one of their classes. It's just... they're in college now, and they reached out, and they're like, Bobby, in some ways, college is exactly what you told me it would be. In other ways, it is just, it's hard. It's very difficult for me. And some days, I just want to quit. It'd be too easy to just wake up and tell the registrar, tell the dean of the college, and just whoever I have to talk to, say, I'm done, I'm dropping this class. And they said, Bobby, could you help talk me through it? So that's what we're going to do right now. Because you're right. You could drop that class. You could very easily drop that class. Sometimes schoolwork gets hard. There's no shame in that. You're a first-time student that's going to college. A first-generation student. Your parents didn't go. They have no experience in this. Your extended family hasn't gone. You're the first one in your family to go. And that puts a lot of extra pressure on you. And that's okay. I know you're going through a lot. I know you're stressed. I know you're frustrated. But I want you to think about what happened when you signed up for this class in the first place. How did you feel when you decided, I don't know if I really want to take this class? It's on the degree map, and I have to get it done eventually, but I guess I'll take that leap. When you initially decided to take that leap, how did you feel? A little scared? A little nervous? And look at you now. You already took the leap. Now you're just worried about the fall for a second. You're waiting for that parachute to just open up. It's okay to have that chaos of waiting for your chute to open happen. It's okay to not know what the right move is. It is okay to feel as though you need extra help and you just feel like you're flailing your arms hoping something works. It's okay. Remember, this is one of the hardest, if not the hardest class in this entire degree program. And you are taking it now. You're already in it. You're already in the heat of the battle here. I get it. You're scared. You're worried about what if things don't work. You're worried about what's going to happen if you have to retake this class. You're so focused on what everybody else is going to think if you don't pass this course. And I'm here to tell you right now that what you need to do is stop worrying about everyone else and worry about gathering as much firepower as you possibly can. If you need to study more, go ahead. Go ahead and utilize the Learning Center so that they will teach you how to study. Because yes, that is something that a lot of students don't get to do or don't know how to do, is effectively study for how they retain information. There's nothing wrong with that. Go ahead and use the Learning Center. That's what they're there for. They want you to use these resources. The biggest thing about college is you have all of these resources at your fingertips. But they're never going to reach out to you. You have to take that first step. Go ahead and use the Learning Center. See if they can help. Go ahead and get a tutor. Do you know how awesome that is that somebody that's really good in this course is willing to sit down with you as many times a week as you need? Let me repeat that. As many times a week as you need to help you be successful in this class? Do you know how amazing that is? Do you know how wonderful that is? Use your resources, and most importantly, go to your professor's office hours. They have them there for a reason. Don't be afraid of talking to your professor about something that you might feel foolish in, or, oh, I'm not doing all that well in your course. Well, guess what? They want to help. Every single time that I've ever gone to one of my professors that I wasn't doing well in their class during their office hours and said, hey, I'm not really getting this. Can you help? Their office hours were normally 1 hour to an hour and a half long. Every single time I went to go talk to them, we were there for a minimum of 2 hours. And they said, Bobby, you're not leaving until you understand this. I want you to understand that you can use these resources, and I want you to use these resources. And most importantly, I want you to understand that it is okay to need help. It is 100% okay to need help in this academic journey of yours. You're doing some amazing things. Look at how far you've come. Look at where you're at. Understand that you can do this. Believe in yourself. And I will catch you all in the next one. Peace.
I am excited to bring you my new book, Trendsetter: 7 Steps to Radically Stand Out to Be the Best You. This book details my journey of coming to the United States and being excited to embrace the American culture. But unfortunately, my culture was not accepted, and I found myself being bullied as a young girl. And in this process, I decided that I wanted to disconnect from my culture to be more accepted into American culture. And through that process, I got so depressed from trying to fit in that I attempted suicide my freshman year in high school. So this book talks about the journey of what I did to become radically transformed to be the strong woman I am today. This book is something that's really going to enable the reader to understand and embrace who they are, embrace what makes them special, and become radically transformed. Get your copy today at becomingatrendsetter.com. Again, that is becomingatrendsetter.com. Or check it out at my website at aishathomas.org.
I got you.
It's coming. Are you ready to ignite the fire?
We are Speak Fire.
Oh, and by the way, that's fire with a Y.
What's going on, everyone?
Internal fire.
Student fire.
Young fire.
Father's fire.
Leadership fire.
Champion fire.
Unlocking the fire within.
Thank you all for tuning in. Let's grow.
Speak fire.
Speakfire.com.
Speak fire with a Y.
We have a new episode that comes out every Monday at 4 a.m. Are you going to be up with us?
Deuces.